Limits by Jorge Luis Borges. Among these streets that deepen the red west, there must be one. I've gone along, not knowing that that time, in that street, will have been my last. Both unconcerned and unaware, obeying the great whoever it is that sets a term, a secret an inviolable end to every shadow, every dream and form that ravels life and knits it up again. And if for all there is a norm and a measure, a last time, a nevermore, and a forgetting, who can tell which visitor departing is one to whom we've said goodbye forever? Beyond the graying window, night is fading, and in the stack of books whose lopped shadow makes it seem taller on the dim-lit table, there's one we'll never get around to reading. There are on the south side more than one ruined dooryard with prickly pear and rubble masonry planters, where I shall no more be allowed to enter than if it were a picture on a postcard. There is a door that you have closed for good, a mirror that waits in vain to hold your face. A four-faced Janus guards your next crossroad, though it seems you might go any of its ways. In the midst of all your memories, there is one faded away beyond recovering. Neither the yellow moon nor the white sun will ever see you drinking from that spring. Your voice will not recapture what the Persian said in his tongue of rose and nightingale, when you may wish at dusk, as the light disperses, to say things that are unforgettable. And the ever-flowing Rhone and certain lake, all that is present to me from the past will sink, like Carthage that the Roman took, destroyed with fire and with salt erased. I believe I hear in the dawn the strenuously long murmur of a multitude departing. They are what has loved me and forgotten. Space, time, and Borges are deserting me.